Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting several evacuations in Syria have been postponed. The postponement came after buses en route to evacuate several thousand people from two towns in Idlib province were attacked and burned Sunday. A carefully timed agreement to remove trapped civilians and fighters from two towns, as well as from the city of Aleppo, was then postponed indefinitely. United Nations humanitarian advisor for Syria, Jan Egeland, criticized rebel fighters for torching the buses. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council will wait until Monday to vote on whether to send monitors to Aleppo to oversee the evacuations and to help provide protection for civilians who remain. Russian UN Ambassador Vitaly Churkin says he will veto the resolution unless it is changed. He has submitted a counter-resolution. A suicide bomber killed at least 48 Yemeni soldiers Sunday in the city of Aden. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack. Meanwhile, Arab and Western diplomats met in neighboring Saudi Arabia to discuss the conflict in Yemen. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with King Salman and other officials.
You can see from the humanitarian situation, which is dire and deteriorating rapidly, that it is urgent that we try to bring this war to a close. But we also need to bring it to a close in a way that protects the security of Saudi Arabia, that takes these missiles away from a threat to the border, that reduces the capacity for terrorists to come into the country.
John Kerry. Authorities say security forces have freed foreign tourists trapped inside a castle in the central city of Karak, Yemen, following an attack Sunday by gunmen. This is VOA News. A month from his inauguration, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says the United States has tremendous hope, promise, and potential, rejecting the notion offered by First Lady Michelle Obama that the election of Mr. Trump has left the country feeling hopeless. Trump made his remarks Saturday in Mobile, Alabama. From Alabama, Trump flew to Florida to rejoin his family, who arrived there Friday for an extended Christmas holiday. The next stage in the U.S. presidential election takes place Monday. That's when the Electoral College meets to officially choose the next U.S. president. Chosen in the November election, a majority of electors are pledged to vote for Republican Donald Trump. Because of the close and contested nature of the race, and due to the continuing opposition from many Democrats, thousands of Americans swamped the Republican electors with emails demanding that they reject Trump. But the so-called faithless electors are rare, and it is considered nearly certain that Trump will end up with a majority. The Electoral College ballots will be publicly counted by Congress early in January. Poland's President Andrzej Duda sat down with opposition leaders Sunday. They tried to resolve a political crisis that has brought thousands of people into the streets in demonstrations and has led to a sit-down strike in Parliament. Opposition legislators seized the Parliament's main chamber on Friday to protest new measures restricting the ability of news media to cover lawmakers. Bolivia's ruling Socialist Party defied the results of a February referendum and backed President Evo Morales to run for a fourth term in 2019. The Movement for Socialism approved Morales' candidacy unanimously in its party congress held in Montero. China says it will hand over an underwater U.S. drone it seized in international waters of the South China Sea. China's defense ministry said one of its vessels sighted a piece of unidentified equipment in the water and retrieved it for the sake of navigational safety. The ministry said only later was the object discovered to be a U.S. drone. U.S. authorities protested the seizure and demanded its return, and Chinese authorities agreed to do that. Iranian government website indicate that Iran is asking the International Atomic Energy Agency for advice and assistance in developing a fleet of nuclear-powered ships. The move is in apparent retaliation for U.S. congressional action to authorize the renewal of sanctions if Iran breaks the recently concluded international nuclear agreement. The website says the request was made during a monitoring visit to Tehran by AIEA Director General Yukio Amano. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.